Shalom and Calvary greetings. So the question before us this morning is, how can one or even a congregation guard against the falling away? And the first thing we want to look at is, be sincere. Let us read from 2 Kings chapter 3, starting from verse 14. This was a time when the prophet Elisha was being requested to give a prophecy concerning a battle that the king of Israel wanted to go into together with the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat. And at this time, the king of Israel was the son of Ahab. Jehoram was his name. And now notice what Elisha said in response to the request. And Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee, nor see thee." Talk about being firm on the principles and the integrity of God's word. That was Prophet Elisha. He said, if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat standing here, I would not even look your way or even look at you. That should tell us something concerning how uncompromising we should be. But the question is, how did a righteous person like Jehoshaphat find it convenient to be in this collaboration with Jehoram? Let us observe that when we start reading from verse 1 and through verse 2 to 3, it describes Jehoram as being a wicked man, but being a person who was a bit better than his father. You find that in verse 2. And he wrought evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother, for he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. So like all of us, you know, there must have been a voice of conscience in Jehoshaphat telling him, you have no business with this man. But you know, when there is a voice of conviction in the heart, that conviction has a lifespan, so to speak, or that small still voice can easily get overshadowed by a stronger voice of the flesh. It really depends on what voice you are feeding. That will determine which voice has strength. And when there's a conviction, but you keep ignoring it, keep overriding it, well, the voice of the flesh will be stronger. And when the voice of the flesh is stronger than the small still voice, you know what the flesh begins to scavenge for? It begins to desperately look for, scavenge for any bits and pieces of good deeds that can be seen in a wrong thing in order to justify it. So, I am imagining this voice of reasoning going on in Jehoshaphat. Yes, Jehoram, yeah, could be wrong in some things, but look, there's some good, good, credible things he has done. He's been able to put away the image of Baal. That is how the flesh will contend. The trouble is when the voice of the flesh, that voice of the mind, prevails over the inner voice of truth. A person gets in a situation where outward actions are not really in agreement with what the inner man in you is speaking. And we come to this place, any action that proceeds from such a state of affairs, no matter how genuine the action may seem to appear, that action is not of sincerity. That action is insincere. And no matter how an outward action can be adorned with appearances of confidence. You know, because that is our behavior sometimes. There's that inner voice which says, you need to make things right. What is happening in our midst? We're not supposed to tolerate this. What is going on? But somehow, you know, we try to adorn our actions with appearances of confidence. Like, you know, we begin to look for which scriptures may seem to justify a certain conduct, which really, you know, is not right. That creates a dissonance between what the inner man yearns for and what the outward man, the flesh, desires. And when we're in such a state, whatever we can do is certainly not of faith. Let us hear what Paul says concerning such a state of affairs in Romans 14, verse 22. Romans 14, verse 22. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. Now watch the last words in verse 23. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Let me conclude with what happened at one time in Brother Branham's ministry. You know, when Brother Branham was starting out his ministry, he was given this admonishment. If you will be sincere, not even cancer stand before you. You know, those are simple words, but they reveal a whole strange dimension to what goes on in spiritual warfare. All throughout church history, we looked at spiritual warfare to be a battle with evil spirits. In Pentecostalism, it's about binding and loosing this and that evil thing, calling on or pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. But here, in those simple words, we get to realize that spiritual warfare isn't just about screaming the name of Jesus or trying to go into a fasting in order to have more anointing. Spiritual warfare can be much a matter of the state of your heart, the state of your conscience. Remember Joshua and his men of war, how they had lost the battle in the land of Ai. Joshua went into a fast, put on sackcloth, and he was crying and laying prostrate. And hear what the voice of God said. It asked, what are you doing? You mean God did not know that when this man is lying on the floor, he is trying to pray, trying to seek his mercies? See, our prayer becomes void or even vain when our hearts are a contradiction of the holy requirements of God. The sacrifices Israelites used to offer became vain oblations, as we read in Isaiah chapter 1. Now, Brother Branham was told, be sincere, not even cancer will stand before you. So, spiritual warfare is a matter of sincerity. Now, one time, you know, there was a court case Brother Branham was involved in, and it was really Satan just trying to frustrate him, as Satan often does, you know. And he was being caught up in these meetings with the lawyers, you know, these attorneys, and he was really getting stressed out by the question they would ask and all that. And this particular day, the phone rings, and he knew it is them lawyers. And so he moves out of the room and tells his wife, tell them I'm not around. And Sister Mida was disturbed by that. She says, but you know, this is not right. And he tried to justify it. I want you to watch the voice of the flesh. He tried to justify it, saying, Well, I was in the room, but I moved away. But being a sincere man, he was, that condemned him. And you see, before that, he tried to pray for a patient, and he felt so condemned. He couldn't even see his prayer getting answered. There was no healing. Satan could not move out of the patient, and his heart smote him. He felt that conviction, and he repented. Not just repented by trying to kneel down and speak a word of prayer. Brother Branham made an appointment to go talk to the lawyer. He said, look, I did a wrong thing, and I am a servant of God. I am supposed to pray for someone, but when I lied that I'm not around, I can't pray for that patient. And when he made that right, he was able to go back, pray for the person, and well, there was a testimony. There are deeper lessons we should pay attention to in such testimonies. Now, many times we only know of, we like to talk about the testimony when he was told be sincere, but do you know there was a second time when he had a vision, and in that vision he was told not just to be sincere, but he was told to be more sincere. In that vision, he saw himself walking through a highway, but a lot of people were looking very afraid, and he was aware he was seeing a vision. So he asks himself, why are people looking so afraid? And in a moment, he sees this black mamba snake coming to attack people. And he could see this Christian brother who was being attacked. And Brother Branham felt helpless, and he cries out to God, what must I do? And the voice said, to overcome this, you must be more sincere. And at that time, he asks, Lord, what should I do? And he was told, you have the power to bind Satan. And he was able to do it, and that evil snake was defeated. My brothers and sisters, falling away begins when we don't give an accurate assessment of our spiritual condition, when we are more concerned about putting an impressive look or trying to sugarcoat a condition which really needs help and assistance. The first step towards our recovery, if you are already in such a situation, is to be sincere. And how do we guard against falling away? We need to be more sincere. We need to be sincere in our congregations, in our fellowships, being sincere with ourselves. I pray you find this a blessing. God bless you.